Welcome to the Now You Know podcast, a podcast that will guide you to successfully navigate the online world and give you, as a super bonus, some thought-provoking takes on life. Without further ado, here is your host, entrepreneur, marketer, professor, and author, Flavio Salza. We are happy to have you here today. Enjoy the show.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever.
Wow, it has been a long time. I guess it's about 90 days since my last episode. Well, I got a bunch of excuses for you if you want to. First of all, my Rodecast Pro broke down and I had to replace it, so it took me some time. I also took the time to dig in other projects. You know, dig it.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
Yes, I dig. So I end up writing four new social media planners. I will put it those planners link. It's already on Amazon. So social media planners for YouTube, social media planners for X, social media planner for Facebook, and social media planners for Instagram. Those planners is to help you to bring your social presence to another level. And those planners is, you know, just check on Amazon worldwide. And I leave the links in the description of this episode. Anyway, that being said, welcome back to the Now You Know podcast, where we delve into the latest strategy and innovation shaping the marketing landscape. I'm your host, Flavio Salza, and today's episode, I was thinking to do it a kind of a review of our marketing world in 2024. You know, as I'm recording this, we are just on May 24, you know. It's not the whole year yet, but I think we can have some talking about the marketing trends so far, and that's what I plan to do here with this episode. So what is hot in the marketing world this year? Many things. So let's kick things off with the rise, for example, the immersive experience. In 2024, consumers are craving more and more, not only advertisement, they don't want to just another ad, you know. They what they want is experience. So you can see these experiences which captivate their senses and emotions, and you can see that in augmented reality, for example. You see those, especially here in Japan. If you go to Shinjuku, for example, you can get it those outdoors kind of a display that actually comes alive. And sometimes even scared, depending on what they are passing there. So, you know, like you can see that in China as well, big lions or big cats or whatever. So mixed reality technology with VR technology, which is virtual reality, as well as augmented reality, AR. So those technologies helping marketing to create those immersive campaigns that basically transport the consumers into a different brand worlds, you know. And as example, we have a bunch here. Like I said, you can go outdoors and see that. As well, you see, for example, a lot of apps. I can give an example about immerse experience, like Nitori, which is a Japanese furniture retailer here in Japan. And they offer a smartphone app called Nitori AR Room that allows users to virtually place furniture in their homes using augmented reality. This helps customers visualize how the furniture will look like in their living space before basically they make the purchase. I'm sure IKEA has some similar app as well. So this is just one example about those immersive experience. But it's not just about the visuals, you know. Audio marketing is also on the rise. With the increasing popularity of smart speakers nowadays and audio stream platforms, brands are tapping into the power of sound to connect with their audience as well. So from branded podcasts, maybe this one, Outro, I'm not a brand, in a sense, I'm not doing this as my business, but anyway, you can use the power of podcasts to brand your company, to interact with audio ads. Marketeers are basically exploring new ways to engage consumers through their ears. That's the point here. And again, going back to Japan as an example, we have Coca-Cola Japan launch a brand podcast, and I guess the name is Coca-Cola Journey, and basically features stories of local entrepreneurs and cultural icons here in Japan. And the podcast subtly integrates Coca-Cola's role in Japanese society and celebrates its connection with Japanese culture as a foreigner company here in Japan. And by the way, hey, Coca-Cola, where are you inviting me? You know, when? So keep me in mind for the future. Anyway, of course, we cannot discuss any kind of marketing prediction or what is going on in marketing 2024 without talking about artificial intelligence, right? AI. AI nowadays power algorithms are basically revolutionizing and personalized marketing in a very powerful way, allowing brands to deliver hyper-target contents tailored to individual preference and behaviors. You know, you have a machine to think about those individuals in a large scale. So before, you have to do it, basically have a human brain, which is limited. But using AI, you can basically do this in a much faster way. And you can also use chatbots, for example. And that is how not only analytics talking here in terms of AI, but it's basically you can use AI tools basically reshaping the way marketeers understand and engage with their audience. Very, very powerful things. As an example, Amazon, for example, is being using AI driving recommendation algorithm to suggest products to customers based on their purchase history, browsing behavior, preference, providing personalized shopping experience. But Rakuten, for example, does the same here in Japan as well. So this is just a couple of examples, but you can see many companies actually diving really deep into AI nowadays. Not only brands, but also people, right? You have ChatGPT, where you can create videos nowadays pretty easy. You can use text. You can, you know, basically, maybe it's a replace of Google in the future. I don't know. So again, that's another point for 2024 as a marketing trend, AI. We have a couple of more to go. One is very important nowadays is sustainable marketing. You know, in an era where sharp environment consciousness consumers are increasingly seeking out brands that prioritize sustainability and ethical practices. This goes from things like eco-friendly packaging to carbon-neutral advertisement campaigns. Brands and companies are really thinking about how can they use their marketing efforts to pass that message of sustainability. And more, this is getting driven by the consumers that is growing their socially conscious mind. So the companies are adapting to that. And we have cases like Patagonia's, for example, you know, the very famous clothing company. So they create a campaign about worn wear, and basically they promote the reuse and repair of clothing, encouraging customers to buy used Patagonia products, repair their existing gears instead of buying a new one. So is that, again, is that the point of recycle old items where maybe before the company would push you to buy something new to replace, but now, especially Patagonia is very famous in terms of a sustainability brand. So they also have 1% for the planet. Donating that is basically you donate 1% of your revenue year, you know, how much your company made it, and 1% of that goes to the environment, back to the environment. In Japan, if I need to draw kind of a comparison, I would say Muji is a, you know, it's a popular Japanese retailer here. Also promotes something called Muji Remake campaign, which encourages customers to repair, repurpose their clothing and household items. And again, this initiative aligns with the company's commitment to sustainability and resonates with environmentally conscious consumer here in Japan. Yeah, we need to support that. I think it's important going forward, right? Another marketing trend making waves in 2024 is the rise of micro-influencers. As consumers become more and more aware out of traditional advertisements, they turn out to their peers for recommendations, right? And micro-influencers, you know, usually somebody who has can be like 10,000 followers to less than 100,000, so 10,000 to 90,000 max. And they are very, again, we talk about this on the Now You Know guidebook. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. It's much more how they respond for the content that you're sharing. So you might have micro-influencers that build a niche that many companies are interested to explore. And if that micro-influencer has maybe 9,000 people, but they have, 20,000 people that really embrace whatever he's sharing and the content that he's doing, then it's a very niche audience that is very powerful allies for brands looking to connect with this kind of people, right? Shiseido, for example, a very famous Japanese cosmetic brand here, partner with micro-influencers on platforms like Instagram and Line. And basically, those people share authentic reviews and makeup tutorials how to use the Shiseido products. And these influencers connect with their followers in a very personal level. And that's drive brand engagement and loyalty, right? I also do that via Fiverr sometimes for companies, not cosmetics, but technological companies, you know, or tech products. But anyway, I guess this is something for another episode. Lastly, let's talk about the evolving role of social media in marketing. We have the emergence of new platforms and features, and marketeers are constantly adapting their strategy to keep pace with changes in consumer behavior, right? You have like TikTok challenges, you have Instagram reels. Brands are finding innovative ways to leverage social media to build communities and drive engagement. And of course, boost sales if they do it well, right? And here, almost every company is doing that nowadays. Even small companies, they do that. And I think we need to recap here. Record scratch. That's why you need those strategy planners that I just finished, as I mentioned to you in the beginning. So you can use as a company, or even if you're not a company, but you want to enhance your personal brand online. Anyway, check it out on Amazon. You know, this is a CTA, call to action, right? So, and that's it. I think that's overall, like I said, we are in May. It's seems the trend is going to that direction, but maybe we have more surprise coming up very soon. And I keep you posted. I keep you in the loop as I learn as well. So that's all the time I have for you today. Thank you again for tuning in to this episode of the Now You Know podcast. Again, I think now, you know, stop by anytime to see if there is a new episode. I'm not doing every Monday or like I did before. So I'm going to do it as I have something to share. So I hope you join us next time and continue to explore the ever-changing world of marketing. Until then, keep rocking and stay creative, stay innovative, and stay ahead of the curve. Bye.
Thanks for listening. The Now You Know guidebook is now available at Amazon worldwide. Get your copy on paperback or Kindle. You can also keep up and interact with Flavio Salza via LinkedIn and Twitter. Plus, check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep rocking and loving on what you do.